What a pain. We all know someone who looks perfectly fine, but always complains about how much they hurt. Sometimes that's me. In my hypocritical humanness, sometimes I silently wish others would just deal with it and stop complaining. Then I think of myself and how often the groans slip out before I can catch them. I also wish I would stop complaining. I'm probably in better health than most of my fellow earth dwellers. I've noticed that those who truly hurt severely often suffer in silence. In many cases, it's because God has allowed them to see the power in words and thoughts, both positive and negative. They refuse to give Satan the ability to control their minds through pain. They lean on God, who strengthens them day by day, moment by moment, with the promise of complete healing. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will no longer be any death, and there will no longer be any mourning, crying, or pain. Revelation 21:4. We may have to wait for Father to call us home, but there will be an end. He who wins the victory will receive these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. Revelation 21:7. Always give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. Ephesians 5:20. How do you get back to center where the Spirit sits quietly in the eye of your storm? Here's God's backward way again. Be thankful for whatever He is shaping in your life. A piece of coal must endure tremendous pressure to become a diamond. Not many escape inner pain in today's world. We are all going through something that no one but God sees. Physically, mentally, spiritually, we are all broken in one or more areas. Be compassionate to others and practice changing your own negative reactions by thanking God that you still feel. He'll bring you through to victory as you persevere in Him. If this encourages you, please share.